We're now joined by Coach Josh Lyle over at Tri-County of Jamesport, the Mustangs. We've been in the same Tuesday and Monday conversation for the last couple of weeks with Grundy R5 and Tri-County. We're waiting. We're waiting to see him get in the game, and the weather's great today. I assume the field's ready to go. And Tri-County baseball, they got a game tonight. Looks like Brunswick. Boy, talk about the excitement level, Coach. How excited are the boys to actually play tonight?
No, I think they're really excited, actually. It's been a long time coming. It seems like we've been having practices for, it's been about a whole month now, and to actually be able to get on the field and actually play a game, I think everybody's pretty excited about it.
So, Brunswick, I don't know a whole lot about them. I don't know how much you do. What's kind of the expectation of the matchup tonight?
We played last fall, and the game kind of got away from us early, but I think we can be competitive. It depends on what we get out of our starting pitcher, of course. But with that being said, I think hopefully we'll be competitive. I think the guys are ready to get out there and actually play somebody and not listen to me talk about drills or things like that. So hopefully we come out ready to play.
As a coach, I know it's important, but how important is it that you can tell them what to do and they're going to do what you tell them as coach in practice, but you want to see how they react to in-game situations? How important will that be tonight moving forward?
Oh, that's key for us. Just seeing what kids are going to be able to play what positions and play consistently and be able to be productive in that situation. I believe we're only going to have 9 bodies tonight, so people are going to be playing in positions that they may not have been practicing in so far, but we're kind of throwing them around and seeing what we've got at what position and go from there.
Yeah, if you haven't played a position, if you've watched the sport, and I know this simplifies it, but it's pretty much know where the ball needs to go if it's hit to you and catch the ball. And if you can do that and get the ball where it needs to go, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I've preached all along, is that it doesn't necessarily matter where you're playing at. It's being able to throw the ball consistently 90 feet or 60 feet if you're on the mound, and being able to throw it and make a good throw and an accurate throw, and also in the same aspect is being able to catch the ball. I mean, it doesn't matter where we're at. We're going to have to throw the baseball. We're going to have to catch the baseball on defense, and that we need to be able to do that consistently.
Who gets the ball from the pitching mound tonight, Coach?
I believe we're going to throw Johnny Cosper. He's a junior. He played last year and he played the year before. And he's gonna go out there and he's gonna throw strikes, hopefully, and be consistent, be around the plate, and hopefully our defense will help him out a little bit behind him, and hopefully we can ride him for 4 or 5 innings tonight.
Especially at the Class 1 level, and heck, I did a lot of Trenton games in the spring last year, and it can be hard at even bigger levels of high school baseball. If you throw strikes, you got a chance to be successful. If you don't, it could turn out to be a long afternoon.
No, yeah, absolutely, and we know firsthand. I mean, the boys have seen it. I mean, we've taken our lumps, especially last year in the fall, and then we progressed quite a bit during that spring season, but they know. I mean, they know it starts with being able to pitch and being able to be around the plate and be consistent. And if you're consistent, the umpires, if you're hitting the same spots, umpires are going to be more apt to give a little bit in or out or up or down, as long as you're consistently hitting the same spots. And that's what we've worked on quite a bit this fall in practice, is just being consistent with what we're doing, making sure our motions and the pitching delivery and everything like that are consistent and repeatable, so that way we can try and be more consistent throwing the baseball.
Do you feel good potentially about what your offense could have this fall, Coach?
Yeah, that's one of the things. It's always hard to, I mean, we can throw BP and whatnot, but once they get in the batter's box with another kid actually throwing and trying to strike them out and whatnot, it's one of those things we'll try and adjust on the fly. But I think offensively, the top part of our order is going to be just fine.
So Novinger last night, and I think it was Bevere that they played last night. As you mentioned, they wanted to make up a conference game, so they were not able to make the trip to Jamesport. I know it's early. It's less than 24 hours since the postponement. Does it look like you'll be able to play that at some point?
I haven't even talked to him about. I haven't talked to Mr. Slaughter, the AD, about what we're going to do with that. I know we briefly talked about trying to get Grundy for sure, and maybe Meadville back on the schedule at some point in time. We're having some issue with numbers. We have 11 kids out, but we're having some issues with some stuff going on with some kids. So we're, like I said, we're at 9 bodies tonight. So we don't want to cram our schedule and then only have 9 kids being able to make it and play on games and whatnot. So
I'm looking at this schedule, and this is, at least as it stands now, there's always a chance that maybe you add 1 or 2, but this is your home game. So you want to perform well in front of the home folks.
Yeah, and that's what's tough. We lost those few games early, and I know we had Grundy at home, and then this one at home, or last night that was supposed to be at home. So I'm hoping we can get one on the schedule. But, yeah, as of right now, this will be it. So hopefully we have a good showing, and I know there's going to be support there. The girls don't have a softball game before us. It's just a baseball only. So hopefully we get a good crowd there to support us, and we play well.
You play in the same facility as softball does?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. What time is the game tonight?
It is at 5:30.
Outstanding. So next week, and we'll talk more about this next Tuesday, obviously, but how do you match up with Grundy, Coach?
I think we're kind of in the same situation as Grundy is, being a young program and whatnot. I don't know their numbers this year. I know we were very similar last year, and the game was a pretty good game for about 4 or 5 innings, if I remember right. And I think we'll match up well with them. They may have a little bit more experience. We're pretty young this year, this fall. But with that being said, I think that hopefully we're competitive. They haven't gotten on the field yet, I don't believe, either, have they?
They have not, as far as I know. If I remember from Coach Benelli yesterday, I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about any games. So they're in the same boat. I think they might be waiting to play you guys.
Yeah, that's probably true. They got a win on us last year, so I'm sure they're looking forward to it.
Game will be at Galt 1 week from today on the 18th. Coach, enjoy the season opener against Brunswick tonight. We'll talk with you next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, sir.